Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1638, first written July 6, 2016. Proverbs 29, verse 20. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Here in this proverb, we are warned about speaking too quickly. This is a person who is quick with an opinion. He is fast with a judgment. Like the gunfighter out of the Old West, this person draws first, fires quickly, and when the smoke clears, he has shot the wrong person. Rash, quick, impulsive. What is missing in all this is thinking things through. What is missing is the need to ponder. What is missing is, as James reports, is being quick to hear and slow to speak. This guy is just the opposite. Shoot first with your mouth and hope for the best. Parents can do this. They hear certain key words in a conversation from the kids, and out comes the guns blazing. Without hearing the whole story, they assume the worst. With fingers pointing and the volume of the voice increasing, they start laying down the law without knowing all that has happened. The result can backfire. They can accuse the innocent. They can restrict and punish those who didn't do anything. This can come about because they were hasty in their words. Brethren can do the same thing. They hear about something, and immediately the tongues start firing off what ought to be done here or there. Hasty words can lead to saying things that shouldn't be said. Hasty words can hurt. Hasty words can reveal prejudicial hearts and self-righteous attitudes. Hasty words are often found in those who are ready to have stones in their hands and are ready to throw them. The opposite of haste is slowness. When it comes to words, it means not saying anything immediately and that comes to your mind. It means holding your tongue. It means not every subject needs my opinion expressed. It is easy to get on the mob mentality and use social media to express thoughts that are written in anger and not thought out. It's easy to let emotions dictate. It's easy to speak things in haste. When emotions are at the wheel of our heart, there's no telling where we may end up. Anger makes us say ugly things to people we love. Getting upset makes us say things that shouldn't be said and makes us look foolish. The haste of the moment leads to quitting jobs, churches, and even marriages. All of this is like a horse running without a bridle. The rider is at the mercy of the horse. There is no control. As disciples of Jesus, we are to be in control. One of the virtues that Peter lists is self-control. Paul preached self-control to the governor, and it made him tremble. Out of control is dangerous. A car spinning out of control is dangerous. An airplane falling out of control is dangerous. And a mouth that's out of control is harmful and hurtful. The mouth doesn't speak hastily on its own. Words do not just pop out. We can say, I didn't mean to say what I said, but you did. You did because you said it. It's interesting that it usually is always negative words that come out of our mouth. They just pop out, we say. I shouldn't have said that is never used of a compliment. I didn't mean to praise you. It just popped out. That is never said. Stop all of that. Words don't pop out. We say words because we want to say them. The hasty words come from a mind that's out of control. It says whatever it wants to say. I just call them as I see them as another lame attempt to justify saying things that a person shouldn't say. My friends in Texas have a wonderful cultural expression that only works in Texas. Anywhere else, it blows up. But for some reason in Texas, a person can say, bless your heart, and then they can say anything they want. And what's even more amazing is that the person you say it to will agree. It goes something like this. Bless your heart, you were just born ugly. Instead of getting mad, the guy will say, I sure was. Or bless your heart, you're just dumb, aren't you? And the guy will agree. Try that here in Indiana, you better run fast because that guy's going to chase you down the street for saying those things. Hasty words come from a mind that's out of control. Had someone been at the control panel, the words would have been thought of first. The words would have been changed. The words may not have been said at all. But as it is, no self-control leads to hasty words in a life that is governed by emotions rather than reason, faith, and righteousness. The out-of-control mind gets in trouble often. He is always saying things that later upsets others. He is always being told to apologize. He is always stirring the pot. Controversy follows the hasty mouth. The hasty mouth won't wait for a trial and a verdict. It wants to get a mob and a rope and string up somebody that they know is guilty. Why wait for the facts to come in? Why wait for the charges to come in? The hasty person is ready to toss the guy out even before it's determined if he's guilty or not. The hasty mouth isn't quick with praise and compliments. That would be such a bad thing. But rather, the hasty mouth is quick to condemn. It's pointing fingers fast. It's wanting someone to do something and to do it now. What do I do if I have such a mouth? What am I supposed to do with my opinions? What if I always am putting my foot in my mouth? What can I do? First, apply the brakes. As James says, be quick to hear and slow to speak. You don't have to say anything. That's hard. That's a first for some of us. You mean you don't have to say anything? You mean you don't have to express my opinion? Try it. Try not saying anything when you're with a group of friends talking about things. Just listen. Next, think before you speak. Listen to what you're about to say. Is it helpful, or are you just jumping on the pile of everyone else who's speaking hastily? Will your words pull people back to the Lord, or will they make them wonder about your faith at all? Thirdly, don't ever forget about Jesus. Would Jesus want you to say what you're about to say? No excuses. No, well, it's just how I feel. Maybe you shouldn't feel that way. Fourth, other people are influenced by you. Your words and your tone can help people see Jesus, or they can make people run the other way. Don't forget who you are. Hasty words are not always vocal. They can be written on Twitter or Facebook. They can be sent in a text. Learn to apply the brakes to your mouth. It will keep you out of a whole bunch of trouble. Thank you for listening.